A great resume is not the only thing applicants need to get a job interview. Apparently, having a white-sounding name helps. Marianne Bertrand, associate professor of economics at the University of Chicago, along with a colleague at MIT, recently finished a study testing whether employers discriminate against black job applicants. Professor Bertrand joins us. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
So, employers discriminate by name. How did you determine that?
Well, what we did is basically we responded to Help Wanted ads in the Chicago and Boston area, and we basically sent resumes using either a very black-sounding name, African-American-sounding name, or very white-sounding names to respond to the ad. And we basically looked at the difference in callback rates that we got for African-American-sounding names or white-sounding names. And what we basically observed, to summarize the study, is that if you have a very white-sounding name, you need to send about 10 resumes to expect one callback.
Huh.
Well, if you have an African-American sounding name, you need to send about 15 resumes to expect one callback.
Wow. What kinds of names?
Just to give one example, Lakeisha Jones would be an African-American sounding name, and Emily Walsh would be a very white sounding name.
Mm-hmm.
So we used about 10 different names for each African-American and 10 different white names.
So altogether, how many resumes did you submit, and how did you pick?
Mm-hmm. We sent about 5,000 resumes and responded to about 1,300 ads. Yeah.
And how did you pick the names and also the qualifications?
We actually tried to be as scientific as possible, so we actually went back to our birth certificate information for people that were born in the mid-1970s, which is about, you know, the age group that we were using in the experiment, and kind of statistically determine which name were very frequent for African-American, conditional on being rare for whites, and the other way around. So that's how we chose the names.
And what did you find, if any, anything in terms of whether results differed from one job type to another?
That's a very interesting question. So we actually spanned a pretty wide spectrum of jobs. We went from kind of lower administrative or sales jobs to higher quality jobs, just managerial positions. And, you know, one of the interesting findings is that the racial gap, or, you know, the gap based on racial soundingness of name that we observed, was fairly similar across job types. We did not find any strong evidence the gap, say, got smaller for higher quality jobs, such as lower quality ones, which was surprising to us.
Professor, what do you think well-intentioned employers should do with information like this?
Well, you mean in terms of the result of the study?
Yeah, or knowing
it
now.
I think what we think is that this may not reflect really conscious behavior on the employer's side, then maybe it's more subconscious thing. And I think that the result of the study could maybe draw attention to, you know, recruiters about, you know, that they might engage in this kind of behavior.
Yeah, and for job applicants, what's the message?
Well, I mean, I don't want this to turn into, you know, we should not be using, you know, African-Americans should not be using African-American sounding name because they're issues of identity. It's much more difficult question in terms of, what applicants can do about it.
Thank you very much. Marianne
You're
Bertrand
welcome.
Is an associate professor of economics at the University of Chicago.